Senator Martin Golden of Brooklyn, a former New York City police officer, urged his colleagues to pass a bill that would legalize the penalty of death for anyone who kills a cop.
For the police officers across the city and state of New York, that is the thin blue line that we are going to protect. That thin blue line is the difference between civility and anarchy.
A spate of killings of state troopers recently upstate, along with the deaths of two New York City police officers late last year, has put pressure on lawmakers to act. New York no longer has a death penalty because the statute, approved shortly after Governor George Pataki took office 11 years ago, was overturned by the state's highest court for technical reasons. The court is led by Chief Judge Judith Kaye. While Pataki and Senate Republicans want to pass legislation to fix the law, Assembly Democrats have decided not to reinstate the death penalty. Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver has said that there is no longer support for it among the Democrats who make up his conference. The Assembly's decision has led some senators to accuse Democrats of avoiding the issue. Senator George Winner of Elmira says two troopers in his district have been shot since January. One died, the other was just released from the hospital, and a manhunt was on for his alleged shooter. Senator Winner accused Assembly Democrats of political cowardice by refusing to fix the statute.
And the members of that side of the aisle over in the New York State Assembly, who are hiding behind the skirts of Judge Kaye, refuse to allow the will of the people to be in place with regard to death penalty going forward. They don't have the political guts to repeal the death penalty. They just want to hide behind the Court of Appeals technicalities and refuse to have the will of the people in place as far as having a capital punishment book on the books.
Senate Democrats gave their reasons for opposing a death penalty for cop killers. Senator Ruben Diaz of the Bronx says his daughter is a police sergeant and he understands what the families of the slain officers are suffering. But Diaz says he's against state-sponsored killing, just as he is also against abortion.
I will not support this bill or any other bill that takes away life. It has nothing to do with the respect of police officers, has nothing to do with the love and attention that they deserve. That's nothing to do. My daughter could die tomorrow. But I don't believe in the death penalty. I don't believe in killing babies. I don't believe in abortion. I don't believe in those things. Life is beautiful and sacred.
Democrat Senator Eric Schneiderman of Manhattan says he objects to reinstating any form of New York's death penalty because he believes the law cannot be carried out fairly. Schneiderman says studies show that certain people are more likely than others to be subject to capital punishment.
There are three factors that determine whether or not you get the death penalty: the race of the suspect and of the victim, the intelligence of the suspect, and the wealth of the suspect. Those are the three things that in study after study and state after state determine who gets on death row and who does not.
Other Democrats said the state could cut down on the incidences of all violent crimes by providing more education and mental health services. The bill to reinstate the death penalty for police murderers was approved 37-23 along party lines. The Senate also took up a bill to reinstate the entire death penalty. That measure was also approved, but also stands little chance of passage in the Assembly. Longtime Senate death penalty sponsor, Senator Dale Volcker of the Buffalo area, told his colleagues that he does not believe the last has been heard on the issue. Volcker points out that both of the leading major party candidates for governor, Elliot Spitzer and John Faso, support reinstating capital punishment in New York. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.